listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about doing the right thing in the wrong way. And I want to speak to you from Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 5, where we read this. And it came to pass on the next day that the rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in their midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Again, that's Acts chapter 4, verses 5, 6, and 7. Now, only a few times in my life have I stood before a judge or before angry people in authority. I've been in court for a few traffic tickets and once for small claims court, but nothing too stressful. It's hard for me to imagine what Peter and John felt at this moment. You see, the air was filled with stress and tension when they stood before all kinds of officials and authorities. There were rulers and elders and scribes. As well, there was Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander. The text also tells us that there were many from the family of the high priest. These were just two humble disciples of Jesus, accused and examined before all these important people. It reminds me of how in the year 1521, when Martin Luther defended his teachings at the Diet of Worms in Germany, he stood before some intimidating people. There was Charles V, the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. There were also 24 dukes, 30 archbishops, bishops, and abbots. There were 7 ambassadors and papal nuncios. In all, when Martin Luther stood at the Diet of Worms in 1521, there were 206 persons of rank sitting in judgment of one man, Martin Luther. Imagine being judged by so many important people. Well, in Acts chapter 4, the important men asked Peter and John, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" It was as if they said, "This miracle is clearly beyond your power. So who is really responsible for this?" Now, we can say that in itself, this was a perfectly legitimate question to ask. Together, these important men were the guardians of the Jewish faith. It was natural and appropriate for them to be concerned about what was taught on the Temple Mount. If someone was spreading dangerous lies or deception, it was their job to stop them. The problem was not with their investigation, but with how they did it. You see, they did it with intimidation and threats instead of an honest search for truth. You see, no one is beyond accountability, and it's not wrong to call Peter and John to account for all the uproar on the Temple Mount. But how you call someone to account makes a big difference. These important men were also wrong regarding what they did with the results of their investigation, as the rest of Acts chapter 4 will show. Now, maybe this week you're going to be responsible for investigating something or calling someone to account in some way. If so, then do it, but take care to do it in the right way, without dishonest intimidation tactics and a lack of concern for the truth. Maybe this week you will be investigated by someone else or called to account for something. If so, keep your eyes on Jesus and answer truthfully and boldly, just like Peter and John did. God helping you, you'll be able to do so.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.